Welcome back, Andres. I'm Calm, professional female, and today we're stepping into Physics 101, an introduction to the principles that help us describe how the physical world behaves. Physics can sometimes appear to be a wall of equations, symbols, and unfamiliar units, but underneath that formal language are questions you already understand intuitively. Why does a moving object slow down? What changes when you push something harder? Why is lifting a backpack different from simply holding it? And how can the same basic ideas help us study everything from a tossed ball to an orbiting planet? At its heart, introductory physics is about building reliable connections between observation, measurement, and explanation. Measurements give us quantities such as position, time, mass, and speed, mathematical relationships. Then let us compare those quantities and predict what may happen under clearly defined conditions. An equation in physics is not merely a calculation tool. It is a compact statement about a pattern in nature. As you listen, it may help to keep three broad ideas in mind. Motion describes what an object is doing. Forces help explain changes in that motion. And energy provides another powerful way to track physical change. These ideas overlap, but each offers a different lens. Learning when to use a particular lens is one of the most valuable skills you can develop in a college physics course. You do not need to memorize everything at once. Begin by identifying the physical situation. Ask what is being measured, which quantities are changing, what interactions matter, and which assumptions simplify the problem. Pay close attention to units, because they often reveal whether a calculation makes sense. Simple sketches, careful definitions, and rough estimates can be just as important as algebra. Physics rewards curiosity and disciplined reasoning. Even when a result seems surprising, you can test it against experience. Is the direction plausible? Is the size reasonable? Do the units match the quantity being described? That habit turns problem-solving from mechanical substitution into genuine understanding. So, as we begin, consider an ordinary object moving near you, a car, a falling pen, or even your own footsteps. What would you need to measure in order to describe its motion, and what might cause that motion to change?